And when we work with business and government to better our community life, to improve life in our communities for our poor, and our image as a community, you know, we have exceptional individuals who have made, have gotten rich in this country from the African American people. But when we come to the neighborhoods where they were born, where they live, where they have to come when they visit their families, we're not so happy to see the conditions of their neighborhood. So this is where I think that we all can partner and do a lot of good for our common interest. Well, I hate to keep ringing the same bell, but I have to. It all has to be seen in the light of history, the history of Muslims. Muslims receive the message from Muhammad the Prophet, the Quran, the scripture, and were led by him to establish a new society, a society of Muslims that respected higher education. Soon after his work among us on this earth, education, higher education flourished where it was not even existent in the old world. And you know the Renaissance that we had, that the West had, was helped perhaps tremendously by that new message for community life that Muhammad led, Muhammad the Prophet led. Now, it is gone, the glorious days are gone, and the responsibility is on the thinkers in Islam, the scholars, and the imams, or the preachers, the religious leaders, to address it. And addressing it over the many centuries, and especially during the present time, modern time, has been very difficult for the psyche of those scholars and those religious teachers. While they know that Islam has this power to regenerate life for civilization, they see the West as an obstacle in the way, and they blame the West for interrupting their glorious life, the Crusades, the colonial era, and now this crisis in the Middle East. They are not in a mind to read their holy scripture. I'm speaking of the leaders now, the popular leaders. The popular leaders are the leaders of the jihad against the ones that they think have caused them all the problems. That's the West. So they are not in a mind to read the Quran as I am and get what I get out of it. If you're angry, I'm sure the leaders of the Klan, they read the Bible too. But look what they got out of it. So that's the reason you don't see them speaking out nowadays. They're silent. But they're thinking, and believe me, their hearts are human. They're against what happened on September 11th. I meet with them. I know they are. Alaikum assalam. Well, I don't love heated debate, but I sure love cool debate. I wish they would give me an opportunity anymore. But, you know, if you haven't seen me, I don't know why, because I was the guest of John Paul II in the Vatican. And also the guest of Pierre Lubich, the founder of the worldwide movement of Christians who think that the way to bring the whole world together is for all of us to practice Christ's love. You know, I've been there, I guess, and I heard, I didn't see it, but I heard I was on C-SPAN, I heard I was on CNN. Yeah. Well, I got some big friends, buddy. I'm doing all right.
Let me ask you a question. It's one of the questions raised last night. If you notice from Senator Dean Lucas, we have some outstanding women who are leading in our community.
Yes.
And sometimes there's some conversation about the role of women in the Islam community. Can you comment on that question, gentlemen?
Yes. Before the preaching of Islam in the pagan idolatrous land where they worshiped idols and were what we would call backwards or savages, in a great measure of their life was savagery. Before that, women were treated as the property of men. And but one thing was different. When it came to business or earning money, women could engage in business and earn money, even though they were treated as the property of men. But what they couldn't do was inherit wealth. They couldn't inherit wealth. Prophet Muhammad came and legislated that they also be given the rights, equal rights with men to inherit right wealth. If their father was wealthy, they should be given a share. The Quran prescribes shares for females in the inheritance, along with the males, although less than the males, because males carry the responsibility for society, and they have, and the Quran obligates males to be supportive of females. That is, the man has an obligation to support his wife. If he's rich, he still has the obligation. She says, I'm rich, but you had to go out and get you a job. She has the Quran to protect her. She has our scripture protecting her. And men need that for their own dignity. I don't care how much is my wife. If I would have had a wife who was a billionaire, a millionaire, whatever, I would still insist that I work and that she have a share in my income if she want to take it. I don't care how much money she has. That's in my nature. And our religion has brought it out more. So there are equality of male and female in Islam. It goes back to the same idea that we have in Christianity, that God says that he made male and female from one single soul. One single soul. He made male and female. So that soul is referring to our original abstract creation. That means not only our spirituality is equal, though expressed differently and affected by physiology and the engagement of the material world. Certainly man has made himself stronger in many ways because of this freedom that he has had, that the woman has not had, because she has had to attend the needs of family, bear children, carry life for 9 months, and then take care of it for years later, you see. So this has made for the differences. God says that you have a superiority in your physical physique. I'm giving you exactly the words of our holy book. You have a, speaking to males, you have a superiority in your physical physique, and you have a superiority in that you have been able to amass wealth. God gives us no other superiority. When the women get richer than us, we lose one. If they keep on pumping iron, we might lose the other.
I said we got that straight now. We're ready. One more, any other question? We have time for one more question. Anybody? Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for being with us.
I want to take this opportunity to get back to Ruth's food.
But before you get back to Ruth's food,
okay,
let me say, often today we say, after September the 11th,
And when we say after September the 11th, it's usually a talk about how our lives have changed.
Yes, sir.
I think after September the 11th, we're all aware of how much more we need to understand each other and to learn to live together.
And love each other.
As brothers and sisters.
And
that's
love
right.
each other.
And love each other.
And I love you.
And I love you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, sir.
For more on the ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American Society leader, call 1-708-798-6653. All right, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For books, tapes, and videos of Imam Muhammad, call 1-708-862-7733. All right, Post Office Box 1944, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim journals, these local distributors. And thanks for listening.